a fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Come join the city of Prattville for their 18th annual 4th of July celebration. The parade begins at 9 a.m. and winds its way through downtown. Afterwards, take part in the Lions Club barbecue at Pratt Park and the cardboard boat races at the city pool. Gates open at 6 p.m. at Stanley Jensen Stadium for the fireworks presentation. There will be a concert by Established, a children's play area, and food vendors on site. Admission is free. For more info, call the Parks and Rec Department at 595-0800 or visit PrattvilleAL.gov.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Heirloom Jewelers is on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Do Re Mi Karaoke. At Heirloom Jewelers, you can buy, sell, or trade jewelry. And Troop Booth is the salesperson, the general manager, the owner. Troop Booth is everything at Heirloom Jewelers, which means you don't pay markup for salespeople and general managers and all that other stuff like you do at the other places. You want to buy, sell, or trade jewelry right here in the River Region? Go to Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, Saturday, 9 till noon. Heirloom Jewelers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Welcome to summer. Our hot and steamy forecast continues right on through the upcoming weekend. Tonight, very muggy. We're going to keep the mention of thunderstorms in the forecast, even in the overnight hours, because there could be a complex of storms entering the state in the wee hours of the morning. Tonight's low, 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices near the 105 danger range. Only isolated storms around for some lucky communities, and not much change in the overall pattern on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I used to do celebrities smoking pot, and the way it was written was I was back in my fort when I was in high school, and they would pass it to me, and I would do like, you know.
Oh, do one for us. You have to now. I didn't.
Oh, God, I have to remember this bit. This is celebrity smoking pot. It was written in like the 70s, so it was like Jimmy Carter. Yeah, that's damn good, Reefa. That was, the whole bit was all, everybody was, Nixon, that's really good weed.
I love this.
The whole bit. I can't believe I'm doing it. I'm trying to remember.
Give me more.
Here you go, Curly.
Why, certainly.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm trying to recreate this.
See, Walter Brennan.
Weed's making
it. It's damn good reefer. Yeah, the budge on fire. The budge on fire.
Mr. Haney from Green Acres.
Do it. Mr. Douglas, have I got a deal for you? A genuine imitation fur-lined battery run bong for your smoking pleasure.
I cannot believe I'm doing that.
Mr. Haney.
Now, I still do in my act, though. I do Barney Fife.
Uh-huh. Boom! What do you call that right there? The forbidden fruit.
But I do all the characters of Mayberry in the show. Except for Howard Sprague. I could pull him. I used to do him smoking pot. Remember him, the town clerk?
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Bowtie?
Yeah,
bowtie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Gee, Andy, fire up a fatty.
I can't believe you're laughing. I should put it back in.
No, pot's making a big comeback.
This is the biggest laughs I've got all day.
Pot's making a huge comeback. You got to do it. Craig Shoemaker.
I'm
going
to drop the Love Master and put in the pot routine.
Do you do Floyd the Barber, too?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you do Aunt B?
Yeah.
Andy, there are seeds in my marijuana.
Rich Thomas.
Apparently, that was one of his personal favorites. Holiday Road, the true about the kids. Speaking of Lindsay, don't forget to read Big Mac and Fry in this month's Boom Magazine at riverregionboom.com.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, and I do have the Holiday Road at the end of it all today, so this is kind of cool. Happy hour.
Woo-hoo.
I'm your gracious. I'm going to try not to be trekking in today. Host Greg Goodell, Joey and Rosie are here.
And here they are.
And Eddie Bader's supposed to come.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have a full house with Shpooka.
Yes.
It is, I don't know. I mean, we were told it's the first day of summer. We know it's summer in Alabama. We expect it to be hot. But I have become convinced today the Atlanta Highway in particular is about 10 degrees hotter than any other place in Montgomery. That road just seems to be absorb more heat. I don't know what it is.
Well, but before you keep going on about Schwitzing in your car, I need to make a big announcement here. We need to announce two more names, Daniel Clayton and Curtis Christensen. You are the two latest folks that need to call 396-5477 for the one carat forever mark diamond from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Again, Daniel Clayton and Curtis Christensen. Call 396-5477 and you can be qualified to win this one carat forever mark diamond courtesy of Marguerite's. Thank you for listening.
Your participation in this matter is greatly appreciated.
Yes, yes.
And wanted.
Hello, Rosie.
Hey.
Thank you for covering for me last week.
Oh, I enjoyed it. We missed you.
I enjoyed what I was doing. At a certain point, I did miss Montgomery, and I missed Happy Hour, and I don't know, my groove.
Well, we had a good time speculating on what kind of mischief you might be up to. Turned out that we were pretty accurate in our...
I wasn't really that mischievous, to be honest. I did drink a lot, but that was expected of me.
I loved the pictures.
Oh, thank you.
Of you and your brother.
Yeah, they were great.
He's a cutie.
Oh, wow.
You are too, but
well, thank
he's
you,
I had never seen Will.
He's a little more cleaned up than I am.
Well, maybe.
No,
they were
seriously.
Pictures were good.
He works in a job where he can't, you know, have the long hair and all that stuff. Medical device salesman, actually.
Wow.
Doing pretty well in that business.
What kind of medical devices?
Gastrointestinal.
Lucrative business.
Yeah, like
I would hate to have to do that door-to-door, though.
When he showed me, one of the first devices he had to sell was like this new thing to handle diverticulum. You might have heard of diverticulitis.
I have it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I got diagnosed with it. It's one of the more stranger moments in radio. We had a doctor show. Hello, doctor.
Mm.
But he was very popular. And he liked me, so he paid me a lot of money to come in on Saturday morning and make the 60-mile drive from Fort Lauderdale to produce his show.
Yeah.
And I needed the money, and the Saturday morning comes along, and I'm running a fever. I don't feel good. So I wish I could remember his name. So he diagnosed me on the air. I took the microphone down to the floor because it was removable, and he says, now I'm going to tap you here and let's see what happens. So he puts three fingers together and he taps me on my abdomen and I folded up like a lawn chair.
Oh, my.
Mm.
It hurts so bad. And he said, mm-hmm, you've got diverticulitis, you know, those things. And even though they can make the symptoms and all that go away, I guess you still have those.
Well,
the diverticulum, essentially it's a blood vessel that's overgrown in your intestines.
I had overgrown blood vessels.
And this, if it's...
You have to avoid certain foods which agitate said condition.
Oh,
this device, though, was essentially allowed doctors to quickly isolate it and shoot a little rubber band around it, which would cut off blood, and then it would essentially fall off.
Hey.
So, interesting line of work my brother's in. But he goes to doctor's offices and that sort of thing.
I didn't.
That was one of the industries that was heavily impacted by Obama's interference right from the get-go. They took away the deduction that guys like your brother could take for entertaining clients.
Yes.
And it not only hurt a lot of them financially, but it put a lot of catering businesses out or on the ropes because they depended on. I had no idea that medical salespeople who wanted to cater a doctor's office and be able to deduct it,
right,
could no longer do that. And I worked for years with it. It was a great little deli prepared food place in Pompano Beach, and they were out of business. They were getting ready to expand. After a year of Obama, they were closed. I'm not exaggerating. We have a call?
That was Eddie. He's on his way.
Oh, Eddie Spaghetti?
Eddie Spaghetti.
So he'll be joining us, and on Fridays we like to do all requests, stuff that you enjoy hearing on the radio here on this show. We also will take a look and see how the media is attempting to destroy Trump's presidency today, like Drudge. Blink or bluff? Well, what do you think? You know, what used to get me about Obama was that he would announce everything we were doing, so the enemy was, you know, always prepared for whatever move he had, you know, signaling. Stock soared to new highs. Dow 30,000? Too late to be bullish. Yeah, that's gonna help him sail into an election year with a roaring, you know, an economy that's still growing and roaring and all that good stuff. And if, as Brandt suggested, they cut interest rates a little bit, it'll get even bigger. So run against that, you turdhead Democratic jerk people.
People.
The Rosie factor kicks in.
I think the president on Iran made the right decision.
Me too.
Presented with the options of, okay, what we're doing, a pinpoint strike is still going to kill 150 Iranians. As he said in his tweet, that's not proportionate to...
It wouldn't have mattered if he had gone over there and punched the Ayatollah personally. Whatever he does is wrong.
Oh, of course.
Whatever action he takes, they've got the counter-argument ready to say he did the wrong thing. Again.
But for all of their screaming memes about how he was going to push the red button and all of this kind of stuff, he's been very measured in his response in every situation.
It's true.
They're not going to beat him. He's playing chess, and they're not even playing checkers. They're playing tiddlywinks because they're so obsessed in their deep in their Trump derangement syndrome, they can't even have a rational thought. They're just frickin' crazy. I don't know how they think that's going to help whoever emerges. If you had to pick a Democrat at this point that's going to eventually run against him, who would it be? I think as goofy as she is and as much as she's a despicable liar, right now, Elizabeth Warren seems to have... They're going to have to throw somebody up there. They know they're going to lose. Right now, they've got no cards to play. And eventually, all the underhandedness and scheming and criminality of Obama's DOJ is going to come out, and that's going to further sting.
Of all the people running right now for the Democratic nomination, there are only two I can stand to listen to at length. Like, in interviews and conversations, that'd be Tulsi Gabbard and Andrew Yang.
Tulsi Gabbard is way too grounded
to
be the candidate because the radicals have the party.
Same thing with Andrew Yang. Though, I think those what they're doing in the debates is actually pretty smart. They just kind of did a lottery on what stage you'll end up on. So somebody like Andrew Yang, who barely has 1%, if that, now can be on the stage with Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and all that. And so he has a chance to shine. Same thing with Tulsi on the other stage. It gives them an opportunity to get their ideas out there and their face out there. I mean, right now, Joe Biden, the reason he's so strong in the polls is because the almost non-existent, you would think, in the press, but there is a wing of the Democratic Party that's kind of old union support, working class, mostly white, and as well as black females that are essentially moderates or conservative, whatever, in values, not economically speaking. That's where Biden's lead is massive. He has like a 25, 30-point lead. On the liberal Democrats, the very, very far-left Democrats of the party, his lead's only like 1%. They're going to people like Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and the like.
Bernie. So let's do a poll on whether or not Bernie's even around when Election Day rolls.
I'm so tired. I want Cory Booker knocked out first. I just can't. I've gotten to where I really can't stand the guy. I've like always found so disingenuous.
A frightening human being, and then his Spartacus nonsense at the Kavanaugh hearing and all the rest
he's
of it.
He's just so contrived. It's not cute, Corey.
No.
And it's not effective.
And your state sucks. Your people are fleeing your state. There, in fact, I think I saved it to link it about the high tax states hemorrhaging population. And they just continue to make it worse for themselves. California is losing a lot of their wealthier citizens. And what do? Let's give free health care to 100,000 illegals. What kind of moron advocates for that with their taxes as high as they are? And they just continue to keep doing stupid things. Now, Joe Biden, apparently Hunter, his son, was not only having intercourse with his dead brother's wife, but fathered a child on top of that. If that was a Trump, you can bet it would be, the screaming headline from every corner of the media, but I don't think they're all that thrilled to be seeing Joe in the lead. I don't see that lasting. He's made so many mistakes and said so many stupid things, and now he's got to defend his defense of segregation. I worked well with people that didn't like blacks. Swell. You're the party that's always patting yourself on the back about what great friends you've been to minorities and keeping them enslaved to your plantation. And people are starting to break loose. That's another factor. Trump's power with in the polls is growing with minorities. Because you know what? For the first time, they're actually seeing a tangible benefit in their lives in terms of opportunity. It's like Democrats, it's just enough to keep you with us. But once they're gone, they're gone. And that's the way it needs to be. We got the whole idea that one group should vote for one party is racist in itself. That's just, and the way people who don't goose step to that are treated is sickening. It is. They're just treated like Candace Owens.
Yes.
She can kick anybody's butt in a debate, but
she's smart as a whip.
Well, yeah, which means there's no room for her in the Democratic Party. You got to listen to the genius of an AOC.
I feel bad. This is a young, new rising star, young black man. He's only 22. He spoke at the. He was invited by Republicans to speak at the reparations hearing.
I heard about this.
He's a name is Coleman Hughes. He writes for Quillette.
You talked about that.
Yeah, currently goes to Columbia University, and when he spoke out against it at the panel, I thought his argument and he's. He's made brilliant points and articles and research over this last year on this issue, and I actually thought he was very measured. I've always voted for Democrats. That's how I grew up, and he's sort of just started to research things for himself, and he's not by any means like a hardcore conservative. He's just, I think, a really reasonable, intelligent guy, and for him to be kind of crucified for just stating what he thinks is ridiculous.
Well, this is the big vote buy for the Democrats. We're reparations for things that happened to your family seven generations ago. That would literally put, why not, where's the reparations for the Irish people whose ancestors, the first immigrants to America, were treated worse than anybody?
The Chinese Americans were treated pretty poorly.
Yeah, exactly, that were really slave labor. To build the railroads and stuff. You can make a case for almost anybody, except me. 322. Interesting little statistic on the front of Drudge that the divorce rate in America is dropping except for one demographic, people 55 and older.
Hmm. Now, that's sad.
It's sad, but it's also a reality. And here's the deal. The older you are, the more, I don't want to use the word complicated, but the more there is at stake in the sense that you've accumulated things over a longer period of time, there's more to divide up. And ideally, you'd want to exit, if you're going to exit a marriage at that age, and you want to do it gracefully, without ugliness, you should focus on yourself and let Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson handle the rest. They specialize in representing men in matters of divorce, but they will represent anybody who wants outstanding advocates for their situation in a court of law. They, you know, when we had questions relative to their expertise the other day when they were here, it's just amazing how fast
and
ready their replies were to the people that requested information. They offer generous discount to News Talk listeners for the consultation, so please mention that if you need them. And, it, you know, be preemptive. Even if you're not sure, there's no harm done to having them, because they'll do this. They'll help you see the future, what the options might be, the way certain things could work out, so that if you decide to move ahead with the plan to exit a marriage, you know what. Because they're honest. They're not going to, you know, there's no room for baloney in a situation like that. Their number is 819-4810. When it comes to matters of custody and so forth, they're best prepared to defend and advocate for the time that men deserve with their kids. So read the testimonials at divorceformenalabama.com. There's a lot of information there on that aspect in particular. Again, 819-4810, divorceformenalabama.com. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Plus, I like them.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Plus, up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. Get an entire GE counter-depth kitchen package for under $2,900. No rebate, no hassle, no kidding. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through July 10th.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Twitter feed, then you have to go and issue an apology. You may not know what you're talking about, but still you went online and let it all out. You told it pretty plainly.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's the Friday Mishpucha. You know, it has been so quiet this week. Not just in the afternoon, the morning, and everything else. It seems like, I don't know if the heat is just beating everybody into some kind of social submission or what.
I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
It's hard to get excited when you can cut the air through it with a knife. It's thick out there.
It sure is. Hey, I know what we can do to piss a few people off today. I received this in an email this morning, and it's one of those things, I'm sorry, it's funny, but some people won't care for this.
New from Republican Records, it's a great new collection from Alabama's twice-ousted Supreme Court Judge, Roy Moore. You'll get great songs like this. And this.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line.
And who could forget this big hit?
She's just 16 years old.
Good talk.
Leave her alone, they say.
And you know, I know you remember this one.
Thank heaven. For little girls.
All right, who can name that artist who sang that? Thank heaven for little girls. Nobody accused him of being a pervert either when he...
I don't have a clue.
Maurice Chevalier?
There you go,
wow.
Rosie.
Hey,
Rosie,
my generation. Here. Well, not exactly, but I remember that.
Wow, pull that one out. Good deal.
He's like a generation back.
Mm-hmm.
He did a couple of movies and stuff.
I used to love all those old movies, and Gene Kelly, Dancing in the Rain, and, you know, on the Turner movie classics, they used to play those old movies. I loved those.
I've never watched Singing in the Rain all the way through, but I have watched the Gene Kelly dance sequence in that many times.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is.
It really is amazing. We were talking about the movie Yankee Doodle Dandy when we were...
last week.
Yep.
Yeah, on Flag
Day.
You were gone.
Mm-hmm. And didn't somebody call and say that Jimmy Cagney was taught by Gene Kelly and picked it up in like a day to
right.
do his sequences in that? Pretty impressive. But Joey's ADD generation isn't interested in that kind of stuff. They want, you know, CGI and...
Barney.
No, one of the best movies ever made is Casablanca.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
No, and it's a rule. My uncle taught me this rule that if I'm dating a woman and she doesn't like Casablanca or she is not willing to see it, it's not going
to
last.
Yeah, to the curb with her.
Yes.
Actually, when I have... Remember I told you how I used to give first dates microwave ovens and VCRs and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. Well, when my personal economy collapsed and I couldn't really afford to do that anymore, I would give show up with that, a DVD of Casablanca.
Oh, look at you.
All right, still looking classy there.
The last one to get that was Mrs. Ritter's Bottle.
I was going to say, did you use the same copy? Or did did you get new ones as you went?
It just so happened they were $9.99 at Costco.
Great discount.
Did you ever give away, you know?
And she worked there.
That's
ever
right.
Give away like football phones or a nice fleece?
Ooh.
Didn't do any of that. No, no.
A nice fleece would be nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, any, like down in Florida, any jerk can give you a dolphin t-shirt or something like that. I'd say, let's go meet Bob Baumhauer for lunch or AJ Dewey or.
Name dropper.
You're impressive.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean. Now, did you ever take any of these ladies to meet someone famous and they found the famous person more interesting than you?
Hell no.
No, good deal.
What kind of question is that, Eddie?
Just curious.
Well, I mean, I this is going to sound awfully unhumble.
Oh, boy.
As this
you
show
think?
Often does. But, Mark says he loved the Roy Moore song collection. And yeah, may play the entire bit a little bit.
I've been using Young Girl by Gary Puck in the Union Gap whenever I've talked about this for about a year now, as well as I didn't hear it in that list, Does Your Mother Know by ABBA.
Ooh, good one.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
We'll go all the way through it. We'll make a list.
Mm-hmm. That came from that movie.
And by the way,
Mamma Mia.
Yeah, Mamma
since
Mia.
He announced, I have yet to see a single positive, just in the random perusal of Facebook.
Likewise.
Exactly.
Supporting his decision.
Crickets, baby.
Who's telling him that this is a good idea?
He is.
Well,
it must be.
I was asking you yesterday about his campaign manager, if he had the same guy
I believe
that
he
ran it to the ground last time, and sounds like they're running with a similar plan.
I mean, I think the Democrats have probably figured out that it'd be a waste of time to start dredging up, you know, the...
Why wait? Yeah, why do
those,
it now?
All those women who stayed in hiding for years with their terrible Roy Moore secrets that suddenly felt compelled to come out with them during an election cycle, and not his first either. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
It was only when he ran for the United States Senate that that became a...
Well, it's usually a rule. When you run for national office, Oppo research becomes a bit more serious.
Yeah.
That's what the Clinton campaign kind of figured back in 2016. But, boy, they haven't even begun to pay for that, have they?
No. And you know, it's funny. I think it was on another show, Joey, you mentioned how the Clinton campaign used to treat the press like crap the whole time they were in. You know, they wouldn't do press briefings. They wouldn't do a lot of things. But the press has never reached back out. I mean, they're still on Team Clinton like day one.
I don't know what it is. I just, you know, I have, it used to be, it was relatively easy to stand in your ideological opponent's shoes and see their point of view on an issue and still argue rationally and still be friends.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore.
Nope.
The shoe doesn't fit. They both shoes are for the left foot, and I'm not even interested. It's so whacked, it's so far out there. I don't want to... This is interesting. In the same... I got a note from a friend in Florida who was driving up to Nashville, was thinking about staying, and was very concerned about where the bad neighborhoods in the area were. I've heard that it's very black. All right? And I said, Montgomery and every city has places that you just want to avoid. We're no different than Miami or Fort Lauderdale in places. You know all of that. It's no different here. But in addition to that, which really surprised me from this woman, she's worked in the advertising business for years, and that just jumped out at me like, Did you have a nice Klan meeting today?
Yeah.
then says, I didn't know you were such a Republican. Mm-hmm. In the same message. After making this really flat-out racist statement, says, I didn't know you were such a Republican. Well, what are you?
She's a closet racist. That's what she is.
Sounds like it. I mean...
But she's atoned by voting for the right party.
I've had people who know I spent, you know, the early part of my life in Chicago and know the city very well. They'll call or they'll text. We've had people on the air who have asked, where do I go in Chicago? And, you know, I tell them, Michigan Avenue and maybe a couple of blocks either side of it and stay north of the river. It used to be that most of Chicago downtown was safe, but south of the river... is not. And that started when I last worked there in the 90s.
You just reminded me of something that happened up in Saratoga Springs during the wedding week. And it's like, it's amazing it's not more prominent in my mind. Hmm. You know, the night where I was molested by the Sicilian and
yes.
she left?
Yes.
We took an Uber home after that.
Yes.
And as we're approaching our Airbnb, we're on that road. There's all these cop cars. And an ambulance and all this stuff, like, blocking the road. And we told the Uber driver, thanks, we'll get out here. It wasn't a far walk, about 50 yards. And we're walking around the police cars on the sidewalk, and we're like, everything okay? They're like, yeah, it's fine. And as we walk by, like, that's a body bag right in the middle of the street. All right. Guess we're in a nice area, Saratoga Springs.
Well... everything was all right. It was only one body bag, not two. So right. That qualifies as okay.
Yeah, in Chicago.
That was a weird, dark night.
They keep those in the trunks of the police cars.
I didn't let it bother me.
Because the faster you can hide the evidence, the better. You know, I'm getting ready for this long drive, and as I do every single time, my car at the moment is in the capable hands of Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, and the gang downtown, that's a great group. They're all great. They've got the best and most qualified certified technicians, and what we're doing is running diagnostics, make sure all systems are go, AC, everything else. Don't want they're crapping out when it's this hot. The tires will be rotated and inspected, and anything embedded will be removed and plugged, and we'll change the oil, and I'm going to get new windshield wipers. They'll make sure all the other fluids are topped off or filled. In other words, any dangers that they see under the hood will be addressed, and I'll be able to leave with confidence.
Yes.
Which is the only way to go anywhere, whether you're driving 50 miles or 500 or more, especially now that we're in the summer driving season. Trust your car. And look, they make it so I'm here working. They've got my car. You know how many people are going to have to be inconvenienced to get me back with my car? That number would be zero, because they're going to bring it back and drop it off, and all I have to do is go home.
Man, that's so great. You don't find that very, very often anywhere nowadays.
Their business, rather, was founded on that type of customer service. That's what Don wanted to do, was just knock the socks off the competition, not only with the competence of their services, but their willingness to accommodate customers, knowing that, you know, it's a tough thing to do, but... man, if you keep putting it off, and then one day you're sitting on the side of the road with steam coming out from under your hood on a hot day, and you're thinking, I wish I had listened to old Boodle there, and just...
old Peepaw Boodle.
Because they make it so easy. There's no excuse to not get your car over there. Downtown at 408 Madison, there's a Don Duncan now in Twice a Day Millbrook, where... right behind the McDonald's on Highway 14 and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. 342. Duke will be with you in a minute.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the 3 o'clock hour, and we have a couple of accidents on the boulevard that are going to slow you down. One of those is at Buckboard Road and the boulevard. We have a second vehicle. It looks like maybe an overturned vehicle. That one is in front of Home Depot and the boulevard. We also have the accident. The police are working right at the entrance to East Chase, so Taylor Road's pretty jammed up. If you're on the interstates, you got a good ride right now. There aren't any problems. Everybody's up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any problems on the 31s. Let's just be careful as we get our weekend underway. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows their own on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Welcome to summer. Our hot and steamy forecast continues right on through the upcoming weekend. Tonight, very muggy. We're going to keep the mention of thunderstorms in the forecast, even in the overnight hours, because there could be a complex of storms entering the state in the wee hours of the morning. Tonight's low, 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices near the 105 danger range. Only isolated storms around for some lucky communities, and not much change in the overall pattern on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is the official first day of summer.
Today is officially the first day of summer. We began summer officially.
Only thing I hate about the summer, people walking around with tans.
Get a nice tan.
Get a little tan.
At the beach with the oil on.
Top priority of the summer.
The summer solstice, when the Earth's axis has the northern hemisphere tilted the most towards the sun.
You need sunblock down here.
I recommend a sunscreen with an SPF of between 15 and 30.
I could say at one point I was tanorexic.
You can read more about the dangers of tanorexia in Cosmo.
It all comes down to personal responsibility.
And it really does come down to personal responsibility.
On the official start of summer, experts stress that an ounce of caution may be the best protection for a healthy beach season.
I'll tell you what, sometimes the first day of spring will be real cold. Whatever, the first day of summer is a real taste of what we're going to be enjoying over the next several months. Call Clark's 277-2125. Make sure you're ready for what's coming. Duke.
How are you?
What's happening?
I hope you have a safe trip.
Thank you. I'm hoping for that as well. This is going to be a very interesting journey for me.
That's good.
Because so much has changed.
I was going to ask you a question. Do you think that Trump called off the Iran attack so he can maybe bring them to a bargaining table?
You know who did a great analysis on this today? I got a couple of them. And it's called from Don Serber, who is an excellent, he's not as well known as a lot of them, but I love the guy. He writes short, sweet, to the point. The Art of the Iranian Deal. He says, Democrats don't know what's going on in Iran. They sent John Kerry to France to assure the mullahs who run Iran that a Democratic president will rescue them. Just hang in there until 2021 when the Democrats have more flexibility. In other words, they'll bend over for you.
Exactly.
President Donald Trump has crushed Iran's economy, which imperils the regime. Even oil-starved Red China won't break the sanctions. There is a tanker from Iran loaded with $1 billion worth of oil sitting offshore Red China that won't accept on delivery because Chairman Xi fears his own economy, which is already hurt by Trump's 25% tariffs, which it is eating. In light of hyperinflation caused by a virtual embargo, Iran's theocratic tyrants fear losing control. They believe a war with the United States will rally the people, but America must attack first. And I think that line right there is what gave the president pause. It's not like I don't think he knows what he's doing. I think he's got good advice.
I think he knows exactly what he's doing.
And where did I see this today? I think it was on Blackman's Twitter. Let me just quote this real quick. It won't take but a sec. Hang on. Well, basically, Trump, I got to find it. I can't quote it from
you. Oh, don't worry about it.
But it's real simple. You know, no matter what he does, the media's going to tell you he doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. He can't do anything right.
No.
One thing
Oh, here it is. Trump, go ahead and bomb Iran. Democrats, warmonger. Trump, stop the bombing because too many people will die. Democrats, indecisive. Because they're crazy sons of witches, those stupid, ignorant
people.
I didn't mean to get you mad.
Those poop.
Hey, can I make a request?
Of course.
The one I love for my Gary G.
Sure.
he was married to a pirate woman that only had one eye, so that's
You are so predictable, Duke.
He just took off on a motorcycle without a shirt on. Here he comes now. And he almost got killed on a motorcycle.
I almost got killed this morning exiting 85 at Eastern Boulevard. Man, I mean, there's very little traffic on the road that morning, but the light, I'm waiting at the light. The northbound lanes of Eastern Boulevard, three of them have cars, and they come to a stop, so the light's green. I pull out, and then some a-hole on the inside, he just goes right through it, right in front of me. If I had gunned it, you know, if I had just sped up, I would have been T-boned.
Yep.
You know what? I drive around this city all day, and I'm trying not to be prejudiced, but Lord have mercy. All right. Well, y'all have a good day.
Thanks. Honest to God, that I was having a little trouble getting started this morning. That fixed me right up because my heart was pounding after that. It was that close.
Man.
And I'm thinking, well, then, of course, I had a totally rational reaction to the event.
Sure.
I stopped in the middle of the intersection because I had to. And I figured, well, I'm here. How about if I lay on the horn for about 30 seconds? while this tension passes.
There you go.
And it was very adept of me. I'm pretty physically nimble. While my hand is still holding the horn down, I opened the door of my car and stood on
the brake?
Really?
Not on the brake. The car was in park. I had to.
Yeah,
it'd be the frame of the body to stand up.
I stood up over the top, screaming and waving my middle finger.
Very diplomatic.
Remember that movie?
It was a great show for the people.
Sounds like a proportional response to me.
Remember Falling Down? That movie Falling
Down?
Yes. Were you about to kick off right then?
there was a reason why so many people liked that film, you know? So he wanted the one I love, huh?
Yes.
Okay, why don't we take a little happy break here for that. And again, on Friday, it's a mix of news, what's happening. We're not going to miss any breaking stories, so don't have a heart attack, but we do like to have a little fun on the end of the week.
It's Friday.
It is. So here's Haywood Banks, Mr. Toast. Still feel guilty when I play it, but so be it. For Gary.
I got a gal with just one eye.
Yeah.
No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry on. If a vision isn't stereo. To me, she'll always be the tops. My sweet little cyclops. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. Now you might wonder what she's thinking. It looks like she's winking. In arguments I yell and cry, but you just can't see the other side. It's worse than it looks, says her mother, 'cause she's blind in one eye, blonde in the other. Well, she's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. Now how it happened, she just won't spill. Was it Scissor Sprint or William Tell? Well, the eye got put out and was never found. Gone to take a look around. My Columbo cutie, pop, pop, punkin'. Sammy Jr., Sandy Duncan. Oh, she's the one I want, I want, I. She's the one I want, I love. She's the one I want, I want, I. She's the one I want, I love. She's the one I want, I want, I. She's the one I want, I love.
News Talk 93.1 FM, All Request Friday with Haywood Banks and The One I Love. It's 3:53. Here's an example of where Hollywood's Trump derangement syndrome is probably going to end up as an exercise in futility. I don't know what they paid him, but they've got him buried under layers of prosthetic fat. Russell Crowe playing Roger Ailes.
Ooh.
I really think the only people that give a rat's ass about Roger Ailes and what he did during his time at Fox News are the Fox News haters,
right,
who have had that derangement syndrome going on. And by the way, you can let that go because Fox is no longer that network.
Exactly.
They've got
right.
some conservative shows on in the evening, but you're going to tell me that Shepard Smith is a right-winger? You got to be kidding me.
They're slowly making that lean the other direction.
Yeah, hear it in the top of the hour news. You may hear me comment from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the other side of the story here, Mr. Fair and Decide?
Yeah.
We'll report, you decide. They don't use that anymore.
They got Dad out of the way, and the kids have done it, taken over, and they're all for the money.
But let me just give you the headline on the review of this Roger Ailes movie called The Loudest Voice. Long on bluster and BJs, they actually used
the, that.
Yeah, short on insight. And that's Russell Crowe there. And
wow.
I'm sorry, if he looks more like Dick Cheney than Roger
Ailes.
Exactly.
He looks a lot more like Dick Cheney. Wow.
I don't know what they spent to make it, but you know what? You're going to find out that a lot of people just don't give a damn. Crazy. Just they're just freaking lunatics. And
we'll see what we find out.
Worry less about 2020 a little bit every day when I see how there, who was it, some high profile left wing a-hole douchebag, excuse me Rosie, that's why I can't remember his name, but his tweet was pathetic. The Democrats are eating each other. In the meantime, Trump's going to win. What you're doing is going to make it possible for him to win next year, so stop doing that, Democrats. You know, whiny ass.
Oh yes.
You know, what is wrong with them? Are you not capable of looking at results? What's the result?
No, they only want to see the answers that they've created. They don't want to see the truth. They don't want to see hard numbers. It's one that they've created themselves.
And why do they want a country like the one that some of these people are advocating?
It's haters want to hate, Greg.
That's what they always say to us.
Oh,
that's what they said to us during 8 long, miserable years of stagnation and there's the great divider. It makes me want to lash out.
Yeah, I can see that.
Every time I hear this division being blamed on Trump. Democrats, here's the truth, and you better learn to swallow it. The truth is that Trump was made possible by Barack Obama's presidency, period. If Barack Obama doesn't spend 8 years doing what he did in the White House, Donald Trump probably doesn't even try to run.
No, he's still on TV.
Yeah, much less get elected.
Exactly.
But you
right.
see, that's a clear sign that he does care about the country. And so he did, and he won, because we, as Dan Morris has pointed out, Americans tend to vote for the opposite.
Yes.
Every 8 years, and
yep.
after 8 years of an American-hating president, they wanted somebody who, kind of like Ronald Reagan,
right.
held the flag up, proud to be an American, all that
yeah.
corny stuff.
Well, and you know, it was 8 years of everybody's, including my own, finances going to crap.
Yeah.
Being told there's nothing we can do. It's a new reality. Just suck it up.
Yeah, the new normal. That was their favorite term for misery.
Right. And
go! This is an alert from the Barack Obama Bullshit Warning System. Anything I'm about to say is total crap.
Yeah, pretty much how it went.
I didn't realize that people thought That was funny, but apparently they
freaking
do.
Freaking hysterical.
It's impressive, too.
Yeah.
It's
a
hold it.
Impressive display of lung capacity.
Yeah.
Yes. People say smoking hurts.
Especially
you.
From a guy over there with an asthma deal while ago.
I know. It's quite impressive. I mean, and you're getting over pharyngitis and everything.
Exactly.
So I want to dig a little bit into this Roger Ailes movie. First of all, Roger Ailes. This is not like a Clark Gable or
cares?
A biopic on some significant. Roger Ailes was a news producer, and y'all hated him because he made Fox into a media empire, which is now being torn down by the Disney people.
Yep.
Again, it makes you wonder. It's like newspapers keep printing the same crap. They're going out of business. They, you throw the Montgomery Advertiser in a plastic bag in the morning, and if it's windy, it'll land three blocks away.
That's exactly right. That's so sad,
it's
but
like,
true.
It's nothing more than a glorified flyer. And every time I see the Sunday edition of the paper, when I'm out doing, a food outlet or whatever on Sunday morning, it's the same dreary theme. Let's stay in 1955. Let's keep reminding everybody about... I like what you said the other day, that yes, we should have the monuments and the civil rights statues, and they should dwarf...
the Confederate statues.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
That was a brilliant thought. I wish I'd had it myself.
Yeah. And so you can walk through history.
I need to think that way, because I can steal it from Joey and pretend it's mine.
Well, he did graduate college.
I know.
Don't forget that.
I never do, because he's always sticking it in my face.